Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program, which is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. This broadcast airs every Friday from 7 to 7:30. Once again, welcome this evening to Your Half Hour Inspirational Programming. This show airs every Friday, Eastern Standard Time, at 7 o'clock. You can also catch the Dr. Jesse Walker Show in its entirety on our broadcast station at drjessewalker.com or drjessewalkerinc.com. Either one of those will certainly get you there. Well, anyway, we're doing part two now of Has God Given You a Vision that You Could Possibly Be Sitting On? Has God given you a vision that you could possibly be sitting on? Last week we were blessed to have a featured guest. We had Miss Nellie that joined us last week, and she gave a lovely testimony. And I encourage all of you all to go back and listen in online of that testimony that she gave. It was very, it was touching, quite a touching testimony, and she talked about a vision that had come to her on three occasions, and she knew that that was of God. So you can certainly catch that in its entirety by going to check out the archive show. I'm sure you will be blessed as a result of that. We want to go ahead and just invite the presence of God in into our programming tonight, and we just say, Father, we thank You for being with us. Thank You for Your blessings that You have bestowed upon us, and thank You for all that You do for humanity on planet Earth. These and other blessings we thank You in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. All right, now, this is part two of Has God Given You a Vision That You May Be Sitting On? Well, you know, when I think about this, I think about sometimes people who lack the confidence of playing a certain sport. For example, a quarterback. The individual may know that they have a gift or a talent to play that particular position. But for some reason, the person lacks the confidence to get in there and perform. The coaches know that the person has it, but there's one ingredient missing, and that's something within that individual that nobody else can attest for. Nobody else can do it for them. It's something that the individual, him or herself, has to do. Because they're the ones that the talent is with. And so let's look at it, for example, that this particular guy who happens to be a quarterback, and the coach knows he can be a great quarterback. He has the talent. He throws accurately. He knows how to call plays, and he does extremely well during practice sessions. Well, during the practice sessions, he's only practicing with the team. It's not like he's in the big game, but he's practicing with the team, and the team, for whatever reason, they're just having practice. And so he doesn't have to feel as nervous, because now if there's a mistake that's made, then he knows that it's not going to hurt him because it's only rehearsal, it's only practice. He feels if he gets in the game and he throws an interception, you know, a couple of interceptions or three interceptions, then that can certainly hurt the team. And then he can feel the negative effect from messing up, if you please. And so as long as it's practice, he doesn't feel the repercussions. So he has a fear or a phobia of playing in the big game because he does not want to be the reason that he feels his team may lose a game or fail. So as a result, he prefers not to be the one that, you know, makes the starting lineup. So the coach recognizes, even though he's the one with most talent, the coach puts in a guy that's not as talented as he is, but a guy who has the confidence to play the game. He's not worried about, you know, failing. He does his best when he gets in there. So, you know, the same can be said unto those who have the talent that God has given them. But for some reason, they prefer to sit on the sideline with this talent. And I can assure you that God is not pleased with that. You need to find the root of causing you to just want to sit on the sideline. It could be very well that God is giving you a vision about a business opportunity. It could be an opportunity where God has given you to say that this is the man that I have chosen for you, to be that companion. It can be a vision that God has placed into your spirit that this is the woman that I have placed in your life for a reason, to be the mother of your children, to be your spouse and the mother of your children. I mean, God can place anything upon your heart, especially if you've been asking him for things. And sometimes the challenge becomes, or the problem for people is, we want, as humans, we oftentimes want immediate results. We want an immediate sign. And that's where faith comes in. Faith comes in because it's a matter of walking blindly. You know, faith, of course, we know is the substance of things that you hope for. It's the evidence of things not seen. Knowing that the evidence is not seen, but that this thing is going to transpire. It's going to happen because you have asked for that. And God tells us, you know, in his word, that if we just have the faith of a mustard seed, the mustard seed, the very thing that you ask, you know, you shall have. But you've got to learn to walk by faith. So when we talk tonight about part two, has God given you a vision that you're sitting on? That's the question. And only you will know that. If you have felt, and the way that you can know that is, if you have felt compelled over a time period that you say, well, you know what? This thing keeps impressing upon my heart. You know, it could be to go to nursing school. It could be to go to law school. It could be to become a teacher. It could be to become a fireman. But something is there that it just won't seem to let you rest because it keeps coming to the forefront of your mind, your spirit, and you have an aching for this. Then there's a good likelihood that God is compelling you towards this very thing. And especially if it's something that you have desired and you've asked him for, and now comes your opportunity to have that thing. And for whatever reason, you start to exercise a window of doubt. Well, maybe this isn't of God. Maybe this is just something that, you know, I thought about. But then if it's coming over and over and over again, then there is a good likelihood that it's coming from God. And then you can always pray and ask God, God, you know what, because if this is of you, then send me a sign to let me know that it becomes clearly, you know, let me hear your voice. Let me see a sign. You know, ask God, and I believe God will do that. I've seen signs that people have, I mean, I've heard testimonies, and I've even asked God for signs in my own life, and they have come. And sometimes if you share it with a person, you'd be surprised. If it doesn't come to you, it may come through someone else that God, that you may have told only that person. And it says, oh, by the way, the story is told about a young man contemplating marriage. And he had met this young lady several years previously, and he started to date her. And he knew in his heart that this was a good woman. He knew that this was a woman that would make a good mother to, you know, children, if they were to have children together. He watched this young lady. And watching, doing his observations, he noticed how she carried herself. And she was very ladylike and very well-groomed and very well-mannered, and all of that good stuff that a parent would even tell their children, their sons, to look out for in terms of looking for the spouse of your dreams. And so because this young man was not sure about the young lady, because, and the reason being, because he wanted to play the field for a number of years. Well, the young man happened to be not so young when it comes to what people consider to be marriage. He was of the age of 27. And so he still wants to play the field. And so the young lady waited because she felt this was the man that God had for her. So she waited it out. And after about 6 years, the young man, actually, after about 3 years, the young man told her, say, you know, I believe you'll be my wife. I believe you will be my wife. Because he knew in his heart that she was a good woman. And so having said that, the young lady felt hopeful. And so she continued to just wait until the man, she felt, got it out of his spirit of wanting to play around with other women. And so the time came after 6 years, he did propose, and he married that woman. But before he did, he asked for a sign. He asked God for a sign. And he asked for this sign on a particular day. On a particular day. And there was only one person that he actually told about this sign that he asked of God. And that was his mother. He told God about that sign. And he told his mother about the sign that he asked of God. And he actually asked for the sign that this is the woman that you would have me to marry. He wanted to give something that he wanted a sign of something from God that he had never seen before in his life. Even at the age of 27, he had never seen this before. And the sign was a double rainbow in the sky. A double rainbow. This 27-year-old had never seen a double rainbow. And so he figured if God is all-knowing, if God is all-powerful, then God could do, and God could do all things, then he could certainly send a double rainbow, which shouldn't be a problem for God because he had never seen one. And so based on that scripture, with God all things are possible, then let's see how powerful God really is. And so he did tell his mother that he prayed for this sign. And the mom, according to the story, told her son, "Son, why would you ask God for a double rainbow? I myself have never seen," this is what the mother told him, "I myself have never seen a double rainbow in the sky. Why would you ask God for the impossible?" And the son told his mother, "Well, Mom, if God is as powerful that you raised me to believe he is, and what I've come to understand in my life, then a double rainbow shouldn't be that hard for him. And this is a sign to let me know that that is the woman for me. I don't want to make a mistake," because he told his mom, "This marriage is a serious, serious thing. And with so many people divorcing, he wanted to be sure, and he wanted to be sure that he had God's blessings upon his marriage." So he told the mom. The mom says, "All right, son, but I believe you're asking for something that's impossible." And he's, but yet his faith, it was his faith. It wasn't the faith of the mother. It was that young man's faith, you know. And see, that has a large component to do with it, your faith, your walk, your belief of what God can do for your life. Not what your mother might think, not what your father might think, not what somebody else might think, but what you believe, you know, that God can do for you. And so this was the challenge for the young man, asking God to do something for him. And so the young man traveled on this particular day, the same day that he asked God for a sign. He was out of town, and he asked him for this sign at a certain hour of the day. And during that time, where the young man had traveled out of town on a business trip, and he, during that time, he excused himself from his business meeting, and he looked patiently for the sign that he had asked God for. And as he looked, he waited. He went back into the meeting, excused himself, and he was just on edge, because all that was on his mind was a sign, that if that sign did not come, then that was not the woman. Well, by now, the young man is in love with her, but he still would not go any further unless God gave him the clearance of that sign. And so he waited, and then he waited, and he waited some more. Well, the time never came, that the sign, I should say, never came. And it began to get dark now. And so it began to get just completely dark. And this part of the town that the young man was in, it was just completely dark. And so now the hour has passed where he would think that had the time come, it would have already come. It did not come at the hour when he asked for the sign. So that young man, he got on the phone that same day, just in that night. He called his mom, and he just had a regular conversation with her. And the mom, of course, completely forgot that he had even said anything about the sign. And then as just before they were about to get off the phone, and they had a conversation for about 20 minutes, the young man says, "You know, Mom, I prayed, and today was the day that my sign, you know, I was looking for that sign, and it never did come." And the mom was trying to interrupt him, and the young man just wasn't hearing it, you know. And he says, "I guess that means that I'm not supposed to," but the mom insisted that he hear her. So he stopped. He stopped his conversation. As he was about to say, "I guess this is not the woman that God has," the mom said, "I'm so glad you called, son." You see, because where he traveled, the mom didn't know how to get in touch with him. He didn't have a cell phone at that time. And the mom didn't know the hotel number where he was staying. And she didn't have any way to get in touch with him. But when he called her that night, she said to him, "Son, I am so glad," just before they got on the phone, because she had forgotten. She says, "I'm so glad that you called, because you will be amazed." She said, "Because I was amazed." She said, "Right around the time that you were asking about," because, see, there was a different time zone where the young man was where he had left, where his mother was living. And remember, his mother was the only one he had told about that sign. And she says, I'm so glad that you called. Because, son, the very sign that you asked for, I myself saw a double rainbow today. The son was, like, taken aback and was like, Mom, come on, are you serious, son? And you, the son could hear in her voice how excited she was, because this was, like, amazing for her, because she had never seen that herself. And the mom completely forgot the date that the boy had given her for the sign. And it just so happened she was in a position where she saw it, and she went out, and she, whatever she was doing, she stopped to look for clarity that she was not dreaming, but she actually saw this double rainbow. And so she was so excited. And when the son did call, just before they got the phone, she shared that with him. And that right there was the sign that the young man had asked for, and it came through his mother. And so without hesitation, the young man proposed, and he married that young lady. And it turned out to be very well. And they had children together, and children grew up to be a blessing for both of them. So here we go back to, could you be sitting on something, you know, that you're not sure about? Ask God for a sign. He will give you the sign. And sometimes it may come through someone else, but don't lose faith. And if it had not come, then that's your sign. That's your answer. Or if it's another way, God will make it clear to you, especially when you are following his lead. He will make it clear to you. The Bible tells us that in all their ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct their path. And so, let me tell you something. When you want to do something, you want to make sure that you have God's blessings. You don't want to do anything without his blessing. Whether that's a big decision that you've got to make, especially a big decision, or whether it's a small decision. But in all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. So I'm telling you here now, that you can certainly pray to God. If you're sitting on something, I appeal to you all out there tonight, as you're listening to this under the sound of my voice, God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Are you sitting on this plan? Are you sitting on your purpose? When God has clearly pointed it out to you, I say to you, look at some of these steps. After you ask for the sign, if it's come, when it's come, you know, then you proceed. And don't worry about how you're going to get there. Don't worry. You got to walk with blind faith. And see, the problem for some people is they want to be able to see everything themselves. Like the young man, he wanted to see for himself. But God just say, you know what? Just walk by faith. And that's what it is. Walk by faith and not by sight. You just walk it out. Walk it through. You just keep the walk and believe that it's going to happen. And just like with the young man's mother saw the sign, all he had to do was just to go by faith that God would deliver, you know, at the time when it was necessary for his sign to come. I've heard countless stories about people who wanted to get married, and one story reminds me after another that the young lady wrote on a tree. She wrote on the tree, and she did a carving on a tree, and she says, God, I see my husband, the man of my dreams, getting married on such and such a day and such a time. And she put that carving on that tree for this to take place 2 years from that date. 2 years from that date. And the young lady didn't even know that the date was a weekend. She just put that date down. And she didn't even, at the time, she didn't even have a man in her life. But she put that date down. She carved it in on that tree. She didn't put a name. She just say, I see the man of my dreams coming into my life by faith that in 2 years from this date that I will be married. Not in the process of getting married, but that I will get married. I will get married on that date. And at this time, and she gave down to the time about 4 o'clock in the evening, and she just went by faith. And then from that point, when she carved that into that tree, what the young lady did next was really a walk of faith. And this is when you know that you have faith. That young lady began to prepare herself for her groom. She began to prepare herself for the groom. And so she started looking at a hall, a church actually, to have a wedding. And she began to look at, and perhaps one was her church and other churches, and she also began to look at a hall for a reception. So she did all this. She began to look at wedding dresses, you know, just taking her time, looking at these things, just knowing that it was going to happen. She never wavered, not once. She never doubted. She maintained her faith through her belief that God was going to send the man of her dreams. And so this story was just one of those that really was amazing to me. But amazing in the sense that it doesn't surprise me. It's just amazing how God works when we walk truly by faith. When we walk by that blind faith, not because we can see it, you know, with the eyes open, but we can see it by envisioning it in our mind and knowing that, you know what? I believe you enough that God, all things are possible with you to him or her who believes. And if I just believe God, then I know that it's going to happen. So sure enough, that young lady, she went about making all the arrangements, and about a year later, this young man, she met a young man. He came into her life, and he disappeared for a short span of time. And about 3 months before that date, that young man resurfaced into her life. And 3 months before that date, they dated for a short span of time, and he proposed to her. He proposed to her, and he asked her, you know, to marry him. And asked her, would she be interested in getting married on that date? He put the date out there. And this was the exact date that she had carved on that tree. Now, that young lady became so amazed, you know, at the power of God just by her walk by faith. And that couple married on that date. And at that very hour, 4 o'clock, that she had placed and carved on that tree. And do you know, later after they were married, sometime later, she took him to the very spot where she had made this carving and showed him that she had placed this out there, and it was just a matter of her walking by faith. And as we close out tonight, I want to say to all of you all that are listening out there, if you are sitting on the vision that God has given you, pray to God and ask for repentance. Pray to God and ask him to help you where you may be lacking in confidence. Pray to God that he will compel the vision more heavily upon your heart, upon your spirit, and that he will will you to move upon that. And I encourage you to walk by faith and not by sight. I trust this program has been a blessing to you this evening as much as it has been to me. I encourage you to join us next Friday for your half-hour inspirational programming. Of course, you can join us next Tuesday live for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which airs from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Until next Tuesday, or until once again next Friday, for your half-hour inspirational program, I say to my listening audience, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.